Hey, welcome back to the 5 Minute Strategist. Today, I want to know how aligned your business goals are with your customer success. We know that every time a customer succeeds using our service or our product, it's a victory for them, but it's also a win for us. It means that they are likely to reorder, they're going to send us referrals, and we get the most valuable kind of marketing, word of mouth. So your business goals need to connect to your customer from start to finish so that we can create this cycle where they succeed, it feeds the business, we help them succeed more, it feeds the business more. Our business goals and their success are mutually dependent. And if we know how to align them, that's how we get the win-win. And that win-win shows up in different ways. First of all, we get customer loyalty. Fabulous. They stick around, which means you don't have to spend as much money on marketing. It is way more expensive and way more time consuming to convert a cold lead into a client or customer than to sell to someone who's already bought into what you can do for them. On top of that, happy customers are chatty customers. They are going to be your fans, your brand ambassadors who are out there talking about your business and what you do without you even needing to ask. That means referrals come in because people are willing to trust a friend's recommendation, which again means less time and money spent on marketing. And happy customers mean you're not dealing with unhappy customers. Unhappy customers are also chatty customers, maybe even more so. In the 1980s, Coca-Cola did what at the time was groundbreaking research, looking at the impact of word of mouth of customers who complained. And they found that customers who are completely satisfied tell 4 to 5 people. Unhappy customers told 9 to 10 people about their experience. So unhappy customers are twice as chatty as happy customers. Now that was in the 80s. So we have to multiply that by the internets to get an understanding of the impact that we would feel today. So in order to get this alignment and create these happy customers and avoid these unhappy customers, you need to figure out where you are right now. So when you look at your current business goals, are they solely about how much money you're going to make or how much you're going to grow your business? Or is there any element of your customer journey woven into those goals? So we know that when we're thinking strategically, we're thinking long term. So yes, we want to get short-term wins for our business, get those financial gains in for this year. We also want to get short-term wins in for the customer so that they create momentum and they can start their journey. But when we think about long-term where we want the business to be, we also need to think about the long-term value that we create for our customers. So when we're thinking about our goals, are they encouraging repeat business? Are they based on creating a strong impression, having a positive reputation? For most of us, the answer to that is no. So we need to take some time to recalibrate that. And ideally, in the perfect world, every goal that you have has 2 missions. 1, create financial value for the business, and 2, enhance your customer experience in some way, which in turn adds to your bottom line. So at this stage, you probably know your customers really, really well. So we just want to climb back into that market research, back into their head, and think about what they're really after when they buy from you. And so we get all of this through, you know, surveys, feedback forms, all of that. But the piece that we sometimes forget about that is so key to this alignment is the experience that they're having with you. So understanding what they want from the experience and what they're getting from the experience will help you to find ways that your financial goal has an equivalent boost in their experience. So bottom line boost, plus we boost their experience, which then boosts our bottom line even further. For example, if your business goal is to increase your sales, how might that benefit your client or your customer? Maybe it means because you're trying to increase sales, you're creating more capacity for delivery in your business, which means that they can now get into your calendar sooner, get onto your program sooner. So that's a win-win. So for every goal that you set, you want to ask yourself, how does this improve my customer's experience or results? This is an unusual way to think about your business goals. But if you can craft a strategy that's centered on customer success and you monitor it and you adapt to it, it's going to lead to customer loyalty, referrals, and enhance your reputation in the market. And all of that is going to collectively power your bottom line. So remember that when your customers succeed, so do you. So what they need and want should naturally inform part of how you measure success in your business.